brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It could have been a lot worse. A lot of people would say in the scenario where you have several bank, right? I mean, you could have, if people would have said you get 1,000, you'd get more. And the fact is, it seems relatively well contained. Let's see. Bill Gross is with us now, Chief Investment Officer of PIMCO. Bill, what do you think the right way to look at this is? The market is afraid, or, wow, you know what? If you have a bank no one expected to go out of business and get bought this weekend, another bank declare Chapter 11, and the world's largest insurer trying to get a Fed lifeline, things are pretty good considering.
Well, I suppose in terms of the stock market, investors are afraid, Aaron. But I think in addition, there's a technical situation, a technical unwind that's associated with Lehman. It's primarily in the credit markets, but it flows through to the stock markets. And that is that credit default swaps and interest rate swaps that were basically part of Lehman's book are now invalid. And so all investors that dealt with Lehman and had positions with Lehman, and that includes the street, that includes Goldman Sachs and Merrill Lynch, and includes PIMCO, now are scrambling to reinitiate those positions, and it produces lots of volatility, lots of uncertainty, and technical positions that need to be unwound.
Do you have clarity at PIMCO right now about what your potential losses might be, who the counterparties are? I mean, do you know, or are you still trying to figure it out?
No, we know exactly who our counterparties are. We know exactly how much we have on with Lehman. We came in over the weekend and determined that. Now, however, during the day, it's a process of unwinding those and repositioning those positions. And, in addition to PIMCO, there are billions and billions and tens of billions of positions that have to be reinitiated, and that drives treasury rates, that drives swap rates, that drives credit spreads, and that drives the stock market.
Does this exacerbate the credit crunch? Will it get worse now?
Well, I think it continues to get worse, Mark. I mean, credit markets worldwide are in the process of delevering, which in the absence of new capital leads to asset sales and lower prices and margin calls and further price declines. And last night's policy provisions were sort of private market dominated, including the purchase of Merrill Lynch and, of course, the bankruptcy of Lehman.
Thank you for joining us. We do have Joseph Stiglitz for the next 30 minutes on the line with us. We're going to go to break in just a moment and come back with him. A brief biography of Joseph Stiglitz. Of course, he's a best-selling author. He's also known as one of the chief economist at the World Bank. In 1995, he did a report of the Intergovernmental Panel, and he won the 2007 Nobel Peace Prize. He was also part of a panel with the Nobel Prize in Economics for his analysis of markets with asymmetric information. So he'll be with us for the next 30 minutes. In fact, let's go ahead and just introduce him now. We're about to go to break in one moment, but my sir, a lot has happened since you were last on with us 6 months ago.
I'll say. It was a little bit predictable, though. And, in fact, I probably, if you asked me, I would have said that I did not think the turmoil was over and that I think it's going to go on for another year, year and a half, 2 years, the economic slowdown.
Well, we did ask you that, and you did say 2 to 3 years going from memory and that it would deepen. Did you think it would deepen this fast?
You can't predict exactly when these kinds of events happen. Yes, I actually did think it would be happening, I'd say roughly around now. And basically what's been happening is the cumulative effects, house prices have continued to fall. That means more defaults. That means more financial institutions are in deep problems. You know, you can paper things over for a while, but eventually you have to face reality.
Well, stay there, sir. We're going to skip this break for the InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv viewers with Joseph Stiglitz. For everybody else, we'll be right back.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that those seeking to destroy America and merge us into an all-powerful one-world government said that they support every movement to centralize all authority in Washington, D.C., and therefore bypass the state governments? That way they would have only one battle to win, Washington, D.C. Have we witnessed the accumulation of power in Washington and bypassing the states over the last 50 years? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're speaking with Joseph Stiglitz. He is a Nobel Prize winner. In fact, he's been involved in several Nobel Prizes here, if I read his bio correctly. And he's been kind enough to come on the show. This is probably, I don't know, sixth or seventh visit of the last 7 years or so. And we bring you the economist who have been right. We don't bring you the economist who's been wrong, the ones they like to put on TV all the time, though you're on the television sometimes, but it's about 90% disinfo, in my opinion. You were getting into the red flags you saw years ago and then going into this war and why you've been ringing the alarm bells about really serious financial problems. So please continue.
Well, what I was saying is that there are several things, both about the war and the way that it was financed, that should have been a cause of concern. This was the first. This was a war of choice. This is a preemptive war. This is a war that as we went to war, we had a huge deficit, and yet the president asked for a tax cut. You know, usually when you go to war, you ask your young men and women to go risk their lives, and then there's a sense of shared sacrifice. And the only sacrifice the president asked was for people to go down to the shopping mall. And there was actually a tax cut for upper-income Americans. Well, the piling up of debt has meant that should a problem occur, and a problem has now occurred, there would be less room for maneuver. We wouldn't be able to do anything. When we had an economic downturn back in 2001, we had a surplus of 2% of GDP, and that gave us a lot of ammunition to use to try to remedy the problem. Now, this year, next year, we're expected to have the largest deficit in America's history, in 1 year hitting $500 billion. Now, that's one problem. The second problem was that as the war is, in my judgment, largely responsible for the increase in the price of oil. It was back in 2003, it was $23-$25 a barrel. Futures markets understood that there was going to be increases in demand from China, from other places, but they believed that there would be a concomitant increase in supply from the Middle East. The war changed that equation, and now we have oil $100 a gallon. Now, normally, if a country is spending so much more money abroad, as we were importing oil from Kuwait, from Saudi Arabia, from other countries, it's going to weaken the economy. But it didn't seem to be happening. And why? Well, some people said there was new laws of economics. Whenever anybody says that to me, I start getting suspicious. What was going on was very simple. The Fed decided to let forth a flood of liquidity, lax regulation. We got a housing bubble. The housing bubble led to a consumption boom. Savings in the United States went down to zero. It sustained the economy for a while, but we were living on borrowed money and borrowed time, and it was just a matter of time before something happened. And so when I looked at what was going on, how the economy continued in spite of the high oil prices, in spite of the war, it was clear to me, and I saw the housing bubble, and I saw what was happening to savings rate. It was, you didn't have to be a genius to say that there were problems around the corner.
In fact, I saw that number in January of 2007, that it was the highest debt ratio for the average American and lack of savings rate, both, since the depths of the Great Depression. In fact, it was worse than late 1933.
That's right. I mean, and that by itself should have been a sign of a problem, but there were even other signs. Housing prices were getting higher and higher as part of this bubble. But most Americans' income were stagnating. In fact, median income adjusted for inflation was declining. And again, you don't have to be a genius to say, look at, Americans can't spend more and more if their incomes are going down more and more on housing, if their incomes are going down and down. This was a pyramid. This was a house of cards, and the banks, in spite of the fact that the housing prices were getting so out of line, increased the fraction of the value of the house that they were willing to lend against, and they were actually having loans where you didn't even have to pay the interest on the loan.
Just incredible. Now, expanding from there, where do you see this going? How do you see the government, the Treasury, the private Federal Reserve, this whole international order dealing with this? Because I've seen Financial Times of London articles saying, look, other contractions, other speculation bubble implosions have been manageable and have even been some opportunities for people that weren't in debt and people that did save, both at the local level or the international level. It didn't matter where you were geopolitically. Now, they're talking about this being a financial black hole that, if it continues, might even make the Treasury become insolvent.
This is clearly the most serious problem since the Great Depression, and in some ways worse. In terms of the financial institutions. The reason, in part, is that while some of the same problems that have occurred then and have occurred since then, excessive leverage, pyramid schemes, bubbles, have happened before, the so-called innovation of Wall Street, the financial innovations, it was supposed to manage risk, it created risk, and created a kind of non-transparency that is so great that no one knows exactly what the magnitude, what the nature of the risk they face.
In fact, that's now coming out where these companies say, we can't show you your books. We don't even really have them. I mean, it's just, you know, the companies are saying they can't extrapolate how these algorithms are even working, what these computer systems are doing, who owns what debt, how it was leveraged.
Exactly. And that's why no one trusts anybody else. You can't, who wants to buy Lehman Brothers when you don't know what its liabilities
are?
Well,
that's my question, because you won one of your two Nobel Prizes for coming up with these asymmetrical models or looking at certain strata, something they hadn't done. So I mean, you're an expert on this.
Exactly. And you know, what I cautioned about, I wrote about these problems of asymmetric information, the fact that some people know things that others don't know. But this is, in some ways, a double problem, because not only do others not know, say, what Lehman Brothers may know, Lehman Brothers doesn't know what it ought to know.
Which makes it even harder to say, if you have a fire, no one has a full blueprint of even the building.
Exactly. And so that's where we are in this crisis. And that, of course, means that no one's willing to lend to anybody else. And that, of course, restricts credit.
So we have a crisis of trust, not just with the public and the banks, but with the institutions themselves, which sounds like just about as bad a scenario.
It's particularly bad because, you know, our financial institutions are based on trust. I mean, you put your money in the bank and you trust that you can get your money out. If you didn't trust that, you would never put your money in the bank. So trust is absolutely essential for the functioning of our financial markets, functioning of our economy. And then there's another level of trust. You know, outsiders, those in other countries, have to have trust that the American economy is working well. They have to have trust that when the president says that everything is going well, it is. Well, this administration has really burned that trust. You know, the president said, oh, there's no problem, just a few too many houses been built. Well, if that's the level of analysis that the leader of the United States is giving about what that nature of the economic problem, no wonder everybody around the world is losing a certain amount of confidence.
Well, in fact, in the past, if a president said all is good, the market would go up. Now, if McCain or even Obama or even Bush, anyone seen as a leader, says, you know, we're going to make it out of this, it's okay, markets go down, which shows almost a terminal loss of trust. Now, going back to this asymmetric data where you know, people can't see around the tree to the other side to see what's on the other side of it, I mean, projecting forward, which you've really been good at, where do you see this going? How do you see this on the good side unfolding versus on the bad side unfolding?
Well, there's always some uncertainty about what the government is going to do, and I have to say that the uncertainty has increased because there's clearly now an additional element of uncertainty where the government's saying we're going to pick winners, we're going to decide who we bail out and who not. And so if you have your money in the wrong firm, you won't get bailed out. Boy, is that scary to people outside, because they're now making not only an economic bet, they're making a political bet on who's friends of the Bush administration or the Fed, and what their judgment about whether there's systemic risk.
Well,
or
let
not.
Me ask you, who are those friends? Is it Chase Manhattan, Citibank, Bank of America?
Well, we don't really know. What we do know, for instance, you know, question, why was it that we bailed out Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac? One story that one hears is that there were a lot of investors abroad, some with close connections with one of the firms that Secretary of Treasury was at before. And so there, you know, the rumors that may have played an important role in the decision to bail out Fannie Mae.
The Saudis and the Chinese, right?
Exactly. So the question is, you know, is this being done for the American economy? Would it, you know, how would American taxpayers feel that if the reason they put billions and billions of their money at risk was to help some people that in other countries, not to help with the American economy? Well, of course, they're always going to say, if we lose the confidence in the American economy, where will we be? But we've lost that confidence.
Joseph Stiglitz, because we've only got you under 10 minutes, I'm going to skip this break and the final break. We're going to ride up to about 32 after with you. So we will continue. Some stations will not carry this, but others will. And you can go to Infowars.com and pick it up as well. Here we go with Joseph Stiglitz, two-time Nobel Prize winner.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
Well, he's a two-time Nobel Prize winner. He's won one for economics and for peace. And you don't usually win two. He's Joseph Stiglitz. His new book is coming out, The $3 Trillion War, The True Cost of the Iraq Conflict. And I want to spend a few minutes on that before he leaves us. But he brought up just now, for those listening at Infowars.com, not on the M&FM, he just brought up my next question. He said, I want to talk about the cost on the real economy. And that was my next question. I'm in supposedly, you know, this great city of Austin for the economy compared to the rest of the country. Foreclosures everywhere. My dad yesterday driving around saw sheriffs outside three houses pulling people out, repossessing them forcibly. restaurants I've gone to years, I pull into one, it's closed. I pull into another, it's closed. Stuff shutting down. I mean, the real economy is just getting worse and worse. Meanwhile, Bush is going around, you know, when gas was $4 a gallon, saying, no, it's not. And there's just this let them eat cake, even from the Democrats in Congress.
That's right. And it's going to get worse. I mean, basically, when the financial system starts getting weak, it is in a position to provide credit, to provide loans, to provide mortgages. And that means, in turn, that housing prices are going to go fall further. Businesses are going to contract. Unemployment is going to grow. And it's a downward vicious cycle.
A snowball.
It's a snowball. And that's where we are. We eventually will emerge from it. We've emerged from every other downturn. So I don't want to be excessively pessimistic, but you have to be in fantasy land to say everything is fine. And even to say that we have turned the corner. I think we are in, still in the downward phase of, this, economic cycle.
We're going into a deepening storm. How much longer does your, expertise?
I would say that we should not anticipate emerging from this for a year and a half or longer. So this is going to be, this is a different kind of economic downturn from most of those that we've had in the last 75 years. Most of those are, we call it inventory cycles. Businesses accumulate a little bit too much inventory.
It's generated from the bottom. This crisis is generated from the top.
Exactly. And it's systemic. It's not just a little excess investment, a little bit too high interest rates. It's basically in the basic institutions of our economy, the financial institutions, and it's going to be a difficult road getting out. And it's particularly difficult because for the last 5 years, especially as the war has gone on, we've been a debt economy.
Go back into that, because I interrupted you with a break earlier about your book, The Facts You're Laying Out, The $3 Trillion War. Folks need to get it and read it. I mean, what we're dealing with here, why so many fundamentals have been changed.
That's right. I mean, as I mentioned, this is the first war that we have put totally on the credit card. In fact, it's the first war since the Revolutionary War that we had to turn to foreigners to finance, because 40% of our national debt is now being financed by foreigners. We had to borrow $850 billion in recent years, per year, from foreigners. Here we have the richest country in the world that can't live within its means. Households have been borrowing at an unprecedented level. We mentioned before that national savings rate, the household savings rate, was the lowest since it's been since the Great Depression. And the federal government has been piling up debt because it's been borrowing not only to finance the war, but to finance its other operations. So with all that debt, and at the same time, the financial institutions which manage the debt having such trouble, we are in trouble as an economy.
And you're saying the biggest financial threat since the Great Depression, maybe even bigger. Is there some internal bank warfare going on, people using the lack of confidence, using connections to go and basically sabotage and overtake? The case of Bear Stearns down to $2, which clearly that was an overreaction in my humble opinion, and then going and taking that over. I mean, is any of this also market forces inside Wall Street using this to their advantage?
Well, part of the problem is, as I said before, that there is such lack of transparency that it does give anybody who has some inside information a big advantage over others. But you mentioned that you thought $2 may have been too low for Bear Stearns. But the fact of the matter is, we, the taxpayers, do not know yet, months after the bailout, how much we are at risk for that bailout.
Now, that's another point, is we don't know what we're signing on to. We know it's trillions altogether, but I mean, so it's a time bomb. We just got about 2 minutes left with Joseph Stiglitz for folks listening exclusively at Infowars.com and some of the stations that carry it, and then he'll be hopefully back with us in the future as things unfold, because he's one of the most important guests on the subject that we could hope to have, and we're very thankful to have him. The new book is the $3 trillion war, the true cost of the Iraq conflict.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, we've kept him a little bit longer than he originally was coming on. I hope you get him for a full hour in the near future.
Love to do that.
JosephStiglitz.com, STIGLITZ. But the great part about Google is if you misspell Joseph Stiglitz, you'll still get his website. So JosephStiglitz.com, and he's written quite a few best-selling books. The new one's just been out for a few months. The most recent book, The $3 Trillion War, The True Cost of the Iraq Conflict.
The paperback just came out with a new afterword trying to keep us, bring us up to date.
Oh, so just a brand new one just came out then.
That's right. Bring us up to date on what's happened since the last edition came out.
Well, we appreciate all your time. Anything that I didn't bring up, anything you didn't bring up?
No, it was good discussion.
Thank you, Mr. Stiglitz. Take care.
Thank you.
There he goes, ladies and gentlemen. Joseph Stiglitz joining us. Look, I mean, I can have the head of the New York Business School on. By the way, we're going to set him back up for the show. We can have any of these people on. We can bring them here and tell you this. I mean, you heard Stiglitz say worse than the Great Depression is what we're facing. And then you look at the on-the-ground situation. I keep repeating this because 90% of the American people live in urban areas. That means in cities and built-up suburbs. Of the 10% that live in what you can call rural areas, the last census, 10%, about half of them where 5% of the public are somewhat self-sufficient, and most of them say they're self-sufficient when asked in the wider survey. They have a farming supplement that's part of the larger census. They have a business census, what we all talked about unconstitutional. That is a side issue. Point is, we have those numbers. So 5% claim they're self-sufficient. 5%. Now, do you know what percentage were truly self-sufficient going into the Great Depression? 80%, or a little more. The problem is they were not economically self-sufficient. They had mortgages on their farms, and so they were driven off their farms at shotgun point, at police gunpoint. And I don't want to be enemies with the police here. The point is the police are going to be used to take your farms, your ranches, these are going to be your families and neighbors. This is where you're getting your food, cops. They won't care. The feds are going to ship them in on the backs of trucks food, you know, if it gets this bad. And the cops will literally be taking your land and your property for the banks. They will literally be doing all of this just to get their food. And remember, none of this had to happen. You just heard the former head of the Treasury policy. The chief advisor of Ronald Reagan on economics, Dr. Paul Gregg Roberts, tell you this. You just heard Stiglitz, two-time Nobel Prize winner for economics and peace, on. We can have all the, these are the top guys. The top guys don't like being wrong, so they'll tell you what's really going to happen. The hacks they put on CNBC and MSNBC and Fox Financial and all this, they'll tell you everything's great, everything's wonderful. What scares me is they're finally getting to the point of admitting everything's not wonderful, and I'm so busy that about 80% of the money I got in this world is just in a business account just to run this company for a few months. And I'm going, do I need to take that out of that account and put it in other accounts just to run this business? Should I even be on the air right now when Yahoo's talking about bank runs going on? And when the Seattle Times is talking about bank runs and people are starting to advise bank runs, I realized that I've tried to be fiscally responsible and had enough money to run this place 4, 5, 6 months, and maybe that's even in jeopardy. Thank God for the money bomb we did, but I'm trying to expand to a TV show, building another studio right now with like 6 cameras, which are all professional, and just to put out more, better information, better packaged information for people. That's another reason I didn't go to New York. I can't fly me and my whole crew up to New York just to give a speech and hang out with a bunch of people. And I'm trying to be frugal here with your money that you bought my videos and books and materials from. I really see that as your money. And I see it as a sacred mission to try to stay afloat. If we go into a full-bore depression, I told my IT people, I want 2 more servers. Did we get those last week? Oh, we did. We did order 2 more servers. I want them now because we barely got the servers we need right now, and there are going to be companies going under left and right. In fact, I'm changing that. I want 4 new of those cheap, good servers now. And my crew's doing a great job. I'm just saying, folks, we are in an emergency situation. We're in the middle of a typhoon, and I'm a captain on my little ship, and I'm saying batten down hatches, get those sails down so they don't rip off, secure the main mast. Everybody else below, bail. And people are running the bailers. And the yuppies are still giggling and laughing and dancing around and smirking and and people say, well, that's good. That's confidence. But this isn't a crisis like we've seen before. This is a top-down crisis. This isn't a – I just had a Nobel Prize winner on, and I said this is a bottom issue of us having to be raped, but this didn't originate from the economy. This originated from the elites. And that's why it's such a dog and pony show to say, some people that lied on their mortgage forms, they caused that. No, the banks decided 2 years ago, a year and a half ago, to stop issuing unlimited fiat to the bottom. See, because they'd already gotten us. In 2007, at the start of the year, it was announced that in 2006, we had become a net debtor nation individually, greater than even in the depths of the Great Depression. And at that point, they flipped the switch. They had gotten us in debt. They had bankrupted us, and now it was time for receivership. That's why banks, quote, make their money. They issue fake liquidity on a balance sheet or now a computer, but the real assets are the farms, the ranches, the companies, the intellectual properties, the technologies, the military companies, the media companies, the infrastructure commodities like gold and silver and timber and uranium and bauxite and nickel and all of these things and oil and all its derivatives. That's what they do during these implosions. And then they got everything they have in shipping and real assets. Now they're going to come in with a police escort. It isn't enough they are going to take. I meant to ask Stickles what Roberts was talking about, how they plan to take the pension funds. Bush changed the law in 2004, and Congress voted for it. So, again, this is both parties. You can go pull the vote up, but I remember it was the vast majority in Congress voted for it, to say your money in a pension fund, money they took from you, out of your check, is not yours, and that companies and the government can take it. That's why Roberts just said they're planning to take your pension funds. That's why I've been screaming for 4 years they're going to take your pension funds. And newspapers have written a few articles about me and blogs going, he fearmongers and says they're going to take the pension funds with no evidence. What are you talking about? They've already taken a bunch of pension funds at the time that happened, and they changed the law where they can, that's like legalizing murder, legalizing grand theft, legalizing bank robbery. I mean, that's what it is. They wire it out of there. A guy doesn't go stick somebody up at the front counter, but it's armed robbery. You try to go stop the bank from taking your pension fund, you try to go stop the, they will send cops to kill your butt. And so, yes, they're going to take your pension funds, and if you don't like it, they'll gun your ass down the street. That's how this works, folks. Now, you just heard the father of Reaganomics, the former head of the Treasury, tell you that. Now, before they did this takeover of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, and we had guests on, Bob Chapman, Ted Anderson, Roberts, and others, we talked about how they were going to drive down oil. They always do that anyways in the fall. Then it starts going up again in the spring and summer. They were going to drive down gold, drive down silver. We laid all that out, that there'd be some type of correction, and then it would race back up in the winter. Now, it was a bigger correction than I thought it would be, which is quite frankly a buying opportunity, so I'm going to try to take a meager amount of capital and put it in some gold. This is a buying opportunity. I believe it's hit bottom. And if you, as you see them bailing out trillions of dollars and talk of the Treasury going insolvent and talk of Great Depression from Nobel Prize winners, and the mainstream media is talking about bank runs, it is smart to have 5, 10, 20% in silver, in gold, in palladium, in platinum. And I believe that people should do this. I mean, I bought gold at $280 an ounce, and I bought gold at $1,000 an ounce, and I feel good about every purchase, and I haven't sold any of it. Because it is my emergency backup. It will always have some intrinsic value. It can't be devalued down to nothing. And when the bottom finally falls out, this fantasy land's going to end, and gold now should be rated with inflation up close to $3,000 an ounce, not $2,200 or $2,500 like it was a year ago. Now, I don't know if it'll ever go there. In this Alice in Wonderland, they may start claiming pigs can fly, and you know they may elect a horse president. I don't know. But we're living in the Twilight Zone right now. I mean, there are Enron-level implosions every day for the last 2 weeks and talk of more for the next few months. And then stuff will kind of settle down for a few weeks, and then more implosions. And, oh, don't worry, that was the end. And then more implosions. You know what this means? All these big brokerage firms and banks going under and being taken over and going into receivership and being bailed out, what that means to jobs and investments. And they've now got to go in with hundreds of billions of dollars just in the last 2 days, what's happened, and revalue all that. And then they find out there's no way to revalue it. And now there's talk of thousands of banks going under. I wanted to bring Ted on. He hadn't been on in about a month. Ted, major buying opportunity. Gold has started going back up again, at least last time I checked. Silver, same thing. The bankers, before they did this, tried to hammer commodities down, profit take. It's always the same cycle. I really don't see a financial world where gold and silver and other commodities wouldn't go back up. A lot of other commodities are still ballooning because they're calling those bubbles, but they really aren't bubbles. If it's based on a devalued dollar, and everything the Treasury's doing, everything the Federal Reserve's doing, is signaling the dollar is kaput. So I guess so it wouldn't fully plunge. They bolstered it with the threat against Russia and the muscle flexing. People said, okay, America isn't dead, but how long can that trick continue, Ted?
Well, it's not going to continue very long because we got institutions right now that are just so big that the United States government can't bail them out without printing just buckets and buckets and buckets full of money. I mean, you watch what's going on out there. That Federal Reserve System with that open market committee is dumping cash into the Treasury like there's no tomorrow. And they're just, you know, every time Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and now we've got Lehman Brothers. And
we're now, what, a year and a half into this?
Oh, man, Alex, it's crazy. I mean, I looked at the Wall Street Journal yesterday, and I was wondering if I should even be in this country anymore. I mean, it was just the kind of businesses that are failing around us.
Total looting, all by design. Remember, folks, we didn't just start claiming this was by design now. We got infiltrated 3 years ago. The Bilderberg meeting, and we also had infiltrators into the Istanbul 2 years ago, and then obviously got a lot of intel out of Virginia Chantilly outside D.C. this year. And those bastards said 3 years ago, they said, plus, I hardly believe that's 3 years ago, plus, they said we're going to implode the housing market and start a domino effect to consolidate. So there's no doubt they engineered this, and I want the people to know that, Ted.
Well, right now, liquidity is everything. Anybody that has something that's of value that's not tied to the U.S. currency, they're going to have something. But anybody that has their money in the bank, they have it in the stock market, they have it in all these different paper-type investments, they're going to get wiped out. And that's going to put people in the position where they have to hand over their homes and hand over all these other real assets like you were talking about.
And they didn't triple Johnny Law the last 20 or 15 years for nothing. They didn't triple the cops for nothing. That's to take everything you got. I'm not even bashing these poor cops. Another cop's going to take the cops, you know, mama's house.
Well, you know, it is definitely time to batten down the hatches. Get out of debt. I got people that are crying to me that they leveraged themselves long in the marketplace when silver and gold was going up, and now they got margin calls. It's like, what are you doing? You get the stuff physically in your hand so you can hold on to it, and who cares if you bought it at $15 silver or $10 silver? It doesn't matter. You can see the thing melting around.
Yeah, you know, in reality, the dollar is birdcage liner and rest in peace. Now, they may re-dollarize or do something new or tie it to carbon taxes, but regardless, I mean, for the next decade or so, and that's what every major economist is saying, that dollar is going downhill. When is it going to go? I mean, it's already gone down 60-something percent, then bounced up 5%, and started going back down again this week. And, you know, that's kind of a dead cat bounce. It's bouncing down the cliff. I just think people need to move now aggressively. This is a major buying opportunity, Ted. Tell them about the specials.
It is most definitely a major buying opportunity. And right now, the Walking Liberty halves, we're looking at those at $10 a piece. Right now, I have them at $6.95. And that was just a few months ago when they're at that price. Currently, right now, you can get them in rolls of 20 at $139. The British Sovereign, we all know that those were at about about $290. And right now, they're at $217. You're picking this stuff almost for half price right now. Franks at $173 right now. Those ones are the ones that are up around $215, $220. I mean, the silver, without a question, is the one that take the most hit on the downside, and it'll also be the one that rebounds the fastest. And that Walking Liberty half, those, I couldn't even get them. You know, there was no supply. And right
I had employees that bought gold under my advice when it was about 600, and then I said, dump it when it hit 1,000. And they said, but you're not going to dump yours. And I said, well, this is insurance for me. And then they dumped it like 2 months before, and then they made, you know, good profits for themselves. A couple of guys around the office that listened to me. But with my meager holdings, I don't sell it if it goes up or down.
Well, but
because to me, that is emergency backup.
That's just the whole point, Alex. I mean, I hear these people with these leverage positions. I mean, for God's sakes, don't do that. Get the gold and take it physically. I mean, why lose more than you have into it? You can't hold on to these fluctuations.
Yeah, no. I mean, this is bottom line, a stopgap measure. An emergency thing to do in uncertain times. Metals are king. Tell them the specials you got, Ted.
Yeah, again, pick up the Walking Liberty halves. They're at $6.95 a piece, or you can pick them up at $139 per roll of 20. You can't beat that, Alex. You got to pick those up. The British Sovereign gold coin quarter ounce piece, $217. Get that one. franc coin, 173. That's a fifth of an ounce. Again, right now is the time to be getting involved in this market. Do it now. Do it now before it's too late, because it is getting to be too late real fast, and we've got an opportunity with lower prices.
Well, the incredible thing is, Ted, we see scarcity in gold and silver, hard to get with dropping prices. One word, manipulation does that.
Manipulation. They're washing the people with the puts, the people that are short in the marketplace. They're forcing them out, and it throws some gyration into the marketplace, but that doesn't affect the physical market. People that are actually trying to buy this stuff and take possession are having a real hard time accumulating it because there's not anything available. That's the crazy part about this whole thing.
Well, that's right. People that were holding gold, the economy's so bad, they're now having to cash it in, too.
Yeah, but right now, Alex, there is not a lot of supply. Look at Kitco's front page. Look at everywhere. You just type into
Google. Look at this. Gold falls as dollar strengthens. But then yesterday, the dollar was dropping. Yeah. So it's that same thing we saw for a year going into the Great Depression, where it's just like a seesaw or a roller coaster.
Well, if anybody has any bit of brains in their head, they're going to know that they have to have something. They're going to have their food. They're going to have their guns. And they certainly need their gold. And
give them the number, Ted. It's 1-800-686-2237 to take advantage of that. Tell them it's the Ted Anderson, Alex Jones special. Just mention our names right there at Midas Resources in the same building as the network. 1-800-686-2237. Or there's links on daily specials at Infowars.com over to Ted at MidasResources.com. 800-686-2237. Please don't wait, folks. Give them a call today. Physically hold metals. 800-686-2237. 2237. Great folks at Midas. We'll be right back with more financial news.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Please sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
We live in a world of vanishing privacy. The added threat of invisible radio waves sending out personal information to anyone willing to receive them makes our privacy as citizens even less secure. The RFID tags and ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker, available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com offers simple, affordable personal protection. Many countries, including the U.S., have begun to institute RFID in passports. Why take a chance? This is your personal information. Protect yourself. ProSpy.com also offers a complete selection of spy gear and security equipment, including bug detectors, camera finders, countermeasure equipment, and night vision gear. ProSpy.com is your source for high-quality spy and security equipment. Visit us online at ProSpy.com. That's ProSpy.com today.
You've heard the commercials on Life Change Tea, the all-natural, clean-your-system-and-lose-weight product. Well, maybe you don't believe. Maybe you doubt. For those who don't believe, we will give you a money-back guarantee. That's right, a 45-day money-back guarantee. Some restrictions apply. That's right, if you don't feel better and lose weight, you can get your money back. So what are you waiting for? Call now. Friendly operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can go to LifeChangeTea.com. Read up on us. You have nothing to lose but wait.
Look at your young men fighting. Look at your
look at you numb and dying. They've always done.
Yeah, a real opportunity, ladies and gentlemen. They get Ukraine to the markets. Look at it day by day, week by week. Look at it in terms of years and months. You can really see the trend. Death of the dollar. And it's all by design to bring in a new world order. I mean, we got it from inside Bilderberg. Those bastards. They're greedy. They want to destroy the economy so they can buy it all up. We're going to open the phones up. We have Cindy Sheehan on with us. We'll talk about the economy, the war, a host of issues with her. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. You know, what am I doing? I just now remembered the main lines for Genesis are down. So I can't give out the phone number. Well, I guess we can give out our phone number. Oh, no, the phone lines are back up. For the callers. Okay, good. Well, what phone lines aren't back up then? Okay, you guys can't call out. People can call in. Oh, that's good. 1-800-259-9231. We have got so much to cover here. You know, I could recap some of the things that have happened. Really important story by Paul Watson. Run on the banks, Americans could lose their deposits. You know it's bad when Yahoo.com features a story about fiscal Armageddon. And then we have another report here about Goldman earnings fall 70%, sending shares still lower. Banking crisis in Britain, heading for the worst recession since the 1930s, London Telegraph. Hewlett-Packard axed 24,000 jobs, take a $1.7 billion charge. HP said it will carry out the cutbacks over the next 3 years while replacing about half the jobs in new areas of its service businesses. It announced the plan ahead of a meeting with Wall Street analysts to detail the merger plans. So they're all merging, trying to stay afloat, which is good for the globalist consolidation. Best Buy profit below view, shares fall. Best Buy, one of the most successful retailers out there, in trouble. Consumer electronics retailer Best Buy reported a worse-than-expected 19% drop in second-quarter earnings as it spent more money to improve stores, seeing its shares down 7%. FTSE 100 plunges through 5,000 mark as share rout continues. London index shares down 229 points. HBOS shares plummet more than 40%. The global market panic followed by the bankruptcy of Lehman Brothers deepened today when the FTSE plunged to the 5,000 point. Fund investors continue to reel from yesterday's high drama. It's kind of patronizing, isn't it? It's high drama. And central banks pumped more into the system, more money into the system. The index 100 tumbled 229 points to 5,000 to 4,975.2, or almost 4.5%. Confidence has been shattered. Well, yeah, for a year they keep telling us it's a conspiracy theory if you say it's going to get worse. They actually use those terms. Later, the U.S. Federal Reserve offered to lend $50 billion to banks, having to put $70 billion in yesterday. See? Oh, $50 billion today, $70 billion yesterday. Just all this happening. Meanwhile, yesterday on Black Monday, McCain said the fundamentals of our economy are still strong. Oh, yeah, record consumer debt, record corporate debt. All the real assets have been taken out the back door. I mean, your cities had billions and billions in assets and secret investments. See, that's all been transferred out now. Huge Enron-level collapses, bigger than those, every day. Also, the Ukrainian government falls apart. That's the BBC headline. Israel's waging a secret war with Iran. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.